今天晚上一起学习的题目是急难中求告神。
The topic for mutual encouragement is In my distress, I cry to God.
这是从诗篇的上行之诗里面取出来的。
It is from one of the Song of Ascents in the Book of Psalms.
我们看诗篇120篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 120.
好，第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇一百二十篇第一节
Psalm 120 verse 1
我在急难中求告耶和华他就应允我
In my distress I cried to the Lord and he heard me
从诗篇一百二十篇到一百三十四篇被称作上行之诗
From Psalm 120 to 134 these psalms are labeled Song of Ascents
什么叫上行之诗呢
What does it mean to be a song of ascent?
你看这个中文圣经的小字，这里说化作登阶之诗，台阶的阶。
If we have a Chinese Bible and we read, the small text, it says, the song to be sang during, ascending, on the stairs.
为什么要登台阶呢？
Why do you have to ascend on the stairs?
以前的人，以色列百姓，他们每年都要上耶路撒冷。去守节敬拜神。
In the Old Testament, the Israelites have to go every year to Jerusalem.
无论他们住了多远。
No matter how far they live.
按照律法的规定。
According to the law.
一年三次要朝见耶和华。
Three times a year they have to go and see the Lord.
他们要骑着驴子走很远的路。
So they have to ride donkey and go a long distance.
到最后，到越来越靠近耶路撒冷。
And when they arrive at Jerusalem,
耶路撒冷是在山上。
Jerusalem is on a mountain.
所以是越走越辛苦。
So the travel becomes harder.
因为是爬山。
And because you are climbing a mountain,
会很累的。
You will grow tired.
那是有一个目标。
But there is a goal.
辛苦的还要撑着。
Even though it is tiresome, you have to keep on going.
越爬越高。
The higher you go,
到最后到了耶路撒冷。
You arrive at Jerusalem.
这座大城。
This big city.
但是还没有到目的地。
But before arriving,
到了耶路撒冷之后。
After arriving at Jerusalem,
还要去圣殿。
You have to go to the temple.
在圣殿的门口。
And before the temple,
也有很多的楼梯要爬。
There are stairs to climb.
所以他们每爬几楼梯，他们就会唱歌。
So every step they take on the stair, they sing a song.
我们看《列王记上》第十章。
Let's turn to First Kings.
《列王记上》第十章第六节。
First Kings chapter 10, verse 6.
第五节，《列王记上》十章的五节。
First Kings chapter 10, verse 5.
这里是记载啊，示巴女王来访问耶路撒冷来看所罗门的时候。
This records when the Queen of Sheba came to visit Solomon.
所罗门呢在筵席上面放了很多的食物。
And Solomon on his banquet placed a lot of food.
但是呢，这让示巴女王感觉到赞叹的一件事情。
However, the Queen of Sheba was felt very impressed.
就是当他看到上耶和华的殿的时候。当他上耶和华的殿的时候
when he went to the temple of God,
这里说有很多的楼梯
there are many stairs.
他就诧异的、讶异的，神不守舍。就是 very, 就是很 impressive.
She was very impressed.
为什么呢
？Why?
哇，因为圣殿太漂亮了。
Because the temple is too beautiful.
圣殿门口有两根大的柱子。
There are two pillars in front of the temple.
那个楼梯也做得很漂亮。
And the stairs were very beautiful.
看到朝圣的人呢、啊，爬一个楼梯就唱歌，唱歌这样子来赞美神。
And people were climbing the stairs and singing praises to God.
如果我们去美国的国会山庄啊，或者是我们看一些比较古典的建筑物啊。
If we go to the U.S. White House or we see other more older buildings.
他们不是一门口到就要进去的，他一定要。很多的楼梯，越多楼梯，代表这个建筑物越有气势，越高级，越尊贵。
We see that there are always stairs in front of the door. The more stairs there are, the more majestic.
尤其是神庙，以前古代拜神的人的那些地方，都是要爬很多楼梯的。
Especially those temples in the olden times, there are many stairs to climb.
圣殿是敬拜真神的地方。
The temple is a place to worship the true God.
当然有很多的楼梯。
So there are indeed many steps.
那为什么要有楼梯呢？
Why is there a need for
these stairs? 这个是代表我们敬拜神是要越爬越高了。
This represents that when we worship God, we have to climb higher.
我们是要追求神。
We have to pursue God.
我们是往上爬。
We are climbing upward.
我们不是往下跑。
We are not going down.
你往上是要出力的。
To go up, we have to exert force.
但是往上是唯一的方向。
And going up is the only way.
所以我们一定要信仰上往上，不要往下。
So in our faith, we have to go up and not go down.
如果你觉得说你的信仰，哎呀，越来越懒散了，越来越软弱了，就是往下了。
If we feel our faith is getting weaker, we are going down in faith.
如果我们觉得说，哎，我们信心是火热的。
If we feel our faith is living,
我们是服侍主，虽然很辛苦，但是我们是在往上。
We serve God even though it may be challenging, we are still going up.
所以我们会学习上行之事。
So that is why we learn the Song of Ascent.
提醒我们信仰是要往上。
To remind us that our faith is to go up.
要在更高处。
Is to be on the higher ground.
那这首上行之事的第一首，对于第一句话，就是我在急难中求告耶和华。
And the first verse in this Song of Ascent says that in my distress, I call to the Lord.
他就应允我。
And he listened to me.
这句话很宝贵。
This is a very precious word.
每一个人都会遇到急难的事情。
Many people will face challenges.
所以为什么政府要安排你紧急的就要打911?
That is why the government assigned people who are in need can call 911.
有什么紧急的状况你就打911了，不要想太多了。
Any emergency, you can call 911.
老人家住在老人院，或者是自己在家里也有救命钟，一按倒下去了不舒服，按一个，救命的人就来了。
And if you're a senior, you can press a button to call people for emergency.
开船的，遇到船难了，赶快发出那个 SOS 求救的信号，其他船就来救你。And
if you're on a boat, you can signal the SOS for other boats to help you.
无论你是谁，有一天你都会遇到急难的时候。
Whoever you are, you will face a dilemma.
急难的时候。
You will face
distress call的时候， 所以这个时候你需要谁呢？
And at this time, what would you need?
当然，你可以求别人帮你。
Of course, you can call other people to help you.
但是最能够帮你的就是神。
But the person that can help you the most is God.
人往往是要到急难的时候才会想起神。
People often, when they're in distress, they call to God.
平常很生活很顺利很平安，不太会想起神。
And in daily lives, we do not really think of God.
平常很顺利了，哇，想要赚钱啊，家庭啊，享受啊，这些事情比较多。
In our everyday life, it is very peaceful, and we enjoy the things that we have.
那就身体得大病了，哎呀，想起要来教会祷告。
But when we have, when we are sick, we come to the church to pray.
遇到失业了，哎呀，要找工作，要靠主了。
When we get fired, we don't have a job. We come before the Lord. To ask for a job.
压力很大，睡不着了，怎么办？哎呀，要祷告了。
When we face pressure and stress, we cannot do anything else but pray.
所以我们都要靠神。So
we all have to rely on God.
尤其是急难当中。
Especially in times of distress.
有一句话，人在小孩子啊，或者是一个人啊，痛极就会复良，就是当你很痛的时候，就是啊妈，都会直接很小很直接的叫妈，啊，小孩子，尤其是小孩子。There's
a saying that, A kid will cry out to their mother when they are in pain.
人遇到山穷水尽，很困难的时候，就呼天，就求告神。
But when people, when they face distress, they will call out onto the sky to God.
有一个弟兄，他在教会长大。
A brother grew up in the church.
但是因为某种原因，他后来就很久没有来教会。
But because of certain reasons, he did not come to church for a long time.
但是他的父母呢，一直为他祷告。
But his parents kept on praying for him.
有一天，这个弟兄他在外面骑摩托车。
So this brother one day was driving the motorcycle.
遇到一个交通的意外。
And he met up with an accident.
在路上跟一台这个很大的这个砂石车，很大的 truck 就有点碰撞。
On the road, he collided with a truck.
然后呢，当然呢，他骑摩托车。 比较小，当然就是被撞到，也受伤，倒在地上。
And because he was riding a smaller vehicle, a motorcycle, he was injured.
那个 是在发生在亚洲一个国家。
It happened in Asia.
那些国家的人呢，遇到交通意外不是停下来看看你。
And at the country when you face an accident, people just watch you.
那卡车司机看到他把这个人撞到了。
When the driver of the truck saw that he hit someone.
倒在地上流血了。
And this person was on the floor bleeding.
这个卡车司机看到之后呢，他就把车再往这个倒在地上的弟兄冲过去。
And this truck driver, after seeing this, just went ahead and
tried to crash him,
and crashed this brother again. Why?
因为他想我把你撞到受重伤，撞到瘫痪，我还要养你一辈子。如果把你撞死了，赔少一点，或者是根本不会有人抓到我。
Because this truck driver was thinking, if I hit you once, you're injured, I will have to pay more than if I have let you die.
所以呢，他就。那个太卡车了，就往那个倒在地上的弟兄开过去。
So this truck driver drove over this brother once again,
想要把他撞死
，wanting to kill him.
这个弟兄啊，在最危急的关头
，So this brother at this critical moment,
他小时候听过那些圣经故事，出来了。
The Bible stories that he heard when he was young came out.
他想到小时候我是有去教会的。
He thought about that he went to church.
现在没有人可以帮我了，快死了。
Now I'm about to die.
他说大声的哈利路亚神啊救我
And he shouted loud Hallelujah Lord please save me
这个很奇妙
And something miraculous happened
这是在最紧张的时候
That is when in this critical moment
那个车子停下来
The truck stopped
不晓得一个什么的力量让那个大卡车停下来
We don't know what force allowed this truck to stop
好了那个大卡车就往后退他就走了
And then this truck backed away and went away
没有把他压死
He didn't squash him
因为是他在急难当中求告神
，because in his distress he called to the Lord.
神没有忘记他
，and the Lord did not forget him.
因为他的父母一直为他祷告
，because his parents kept on praying for him.
可是我们每一个人都有急难的时候
，so everyone will have to face distressful times.
但是我们也不要等到急难的时候才来求神
，but we don't have to wait till we face these times that we call to God.
平常就是要来求告神
，in ordinary days we have to call unto God.
因为每一个人都是需要神
，because everyone need the Lord.
但是我们仔细看诗篇的120篇这篇上行之诗
If we read this Song of Ascent
他在急难当中求告神是到底求神救他什么呢
He cried to the Lord in distress What did he cry out to the Lord for?
他不是求神救他脱离意外
He did not call to the Lord to save him from any
accidents 也不是求神救他脱离死亡
Or to save him from death.
他是求神救他脱离两件事情。
It is to save him from two things.
我们看诗篇一百二十篇的第二节。
Let's read Psalm 120 verse 2.
耶和华，求你救我脱离说谎的嘴唇和诡诈的舌头。
Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue.
他在急难当中求告神啊，是求神救他脱离说谎的嘴，还有诡诈的舌头。
In his distress, he cried to the Lord to save him from lying lips and a deceitful tongue.
为什么要求神救他脱离这两样
？Why does he want Lord to deliver him from these two things?
说谎的嘴跟诡诈的舌头啊，很可怕。
Because these two things are very scary.
为什么那么可怕
？Why are they so scary?
如果是说谎的嘴出自于敌人的嘴巴的话，这个很可怕。
If Lying lips come from an enemy. This is a very fearful thing.
如果说谎的嘴是出于自己的，更可怕。
However, if lying lips come from yourself, it is even more fearful.
那我们来解释一下。
So let's explain this.
为什么说谎的嘴就很可怕
？Why is lying lips a very fearful thing?
如果你在某一个单位、在公司、在社会上做事情，会碰到很多的人。
If we are Working in a society, we'll meet many kinds of people.
社会上每一个人呢都是戴着面具的。
Everyone in society will wear a mask.
表面上呢都是很好。
Externally, they're all very kind.
开口闭口都是 How are you? I'm good.
They will all say How are you?
但是呢，不是每一个人都那么关心你。
But not everyone will care about you.
相反呢，很多人是要想害人。
On contrary, many people will want to harm you.
因为大家都是为了利益在社会生存。
Because they all want to survive in this society.
所以社会上很多竞争。
So there's a lot of competition in society.
但是如果是一般的竞争还好。
If it's regular competition, it's okay.
但是有些时候有一些人用不好的手法来竞争。
But sometimes people will use deceitful ways to compete.
啊，如果你的同事或者是其他的人用一些谎言来陷害你的话，你就会很惨。
If your coworkers lie, it is a very fearful thing to do.
啊，你会 suffer loss 啊，你会 get hurt 啊。
You will suffer a lot of loss.
啊，为什么呢？
Why?
我们看一个例子啊。
Let's read an example.
我们看撒母耳记下的第九章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 9.
撒母耳记下的第九章的第三节。
2 Samuel chapter 9 verse 3.
这里有记载一个人。
Here records a person.
撒母耳记下九章三节。
2 Samuel chapter 9 verse 3.
大卫王已经做了王了，很稳，已经王位做得很稳。
King David was already a king.
他的王位已经很稳固了。
And his place is already very stable.
但是呢，他想起扫罗家还有谁我可以照顾的呢？
But he was thinking, in the family of Saul, who can I still take care of?
第三节
Verse 3.
王说扫罗家还有人没有，我要照神的慈爱恩待他。洗巴对王说，还有约拿单的一个儿子是瘸腿的。
Then the king said, is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God? And Ziba said to the king, there is still a son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet.
我们知道大卫跟扫罗的故事。
We know the story of David and Saul.
扫罗本来是做王的。
Saul was originally the king.
但是他骄傲。
But he became proud.
神就丢弃他。
And God abandoned him.
他有一个儿子约拿单。
And he had a son Jonathan.
约拿单跟大卫很好。
Jonathan and David were good friends.
没有嫉妒大卫，反而帮助大卫。
And they helped each other.
他没有嫉妒大卫，反而帮助大卫。
He was not jealous of him, but he helped him.
但是约拿单也死得早。
But Jonathan died early.
在战场上跟扫罗同一天就死掉了。
On the battlefield, he died alongside with Saul.
但是约拿单还有一个儿子。
But Jonathan had a son.
他是瘸腿的。
And he is lame.
哇，那我不能照顾自己。
He cannot take care of himself.
大卫知道之后。
After David knew of this.
他特别的就去叫这个米非波设来特别要照顾他。
He went and told him.To take care of this son.
但是这个米非波设有一个仆人叫洗巴。
But this son had a servant called Ziba.
那洗巴是一个不怎么好的人。
Ziba is not a very good person.
他很会看情况，那么常常说谎来得到自己的利益。
And Ziba will often lie for his own gain.
那后来是说了一个谎。
So he said a lie.
我们看十六章。
Let's read chapter 16.
撒母耳记下的十六章。
Second Samuel chapter 16.
那个时候大卫要逃命。
At that time, David was fleeing for his life.
那么洗巴就去迎接大卫。
And Ziba went to welcome David.
我们看十六章第二节。
Let's read 16 verse 2.
王问洗巴说：“你带这些来是什么意思呢？”洗巴说：“驴子是给王的，给眷属的。”面饼和夏天的果饼是给少年人吃的，酒是给旷野疲乏之人喝的。第三节。
Three.
王问说：“你主人的儿子在哪里呢？”洗巴回答王说：“他人在耶路撒冷，因他说以色列人今日必将我父的国归还我。”第四节。
Four.
王对洗巴说：“凡属米非波设的都归你了。”洗巴说：“我叩拜我主我王，愿我在你眼前蒙恩。”听懂。
Verse 2. And the king said to Ziba.What do you mean to do with these? So Ziba said, the donkeys are for the king's household to ride on, the bread and the summer fruit for the young man to eat, and the wine for those who are faint in the wilderness to drink. Three, then the king said, and where is your master's son? And Ziba said to the king, indeed he is staying in Jerusalem. For he said, today the house of Israel will restore the kingdom of my father to me. So the king said to Ziba, here, all that belongs to me, Mephibosheth is yours. And Ziba said, I humbly bow before you that I may find favor in your sight, my lord, O king.
哇，你看这个洗巴很，那个嘴巴他很奸诈，很会说谎。
We can see how Ziba's mouth is very good at lying.
他来到大卫面前呢，讨好大卫。
He came before David to win his favor.
拿了很多食物啊，来救济大卫。
He brought many food to help David.
他就问了，那你主人呢？你主人怎么没有出来陪我一起逃命？
So David asked, where is your master? Why isn't he coming with me?
哇，那洗巴很会讲话。
And Ziba was very good at lying.
很会编故事,
he was very good at making up stories.
那如果不去写故事啊，写小说有点浪费。
It would be a waste if he didn't write novels.
他说，哎呀，我那个主人说啊，今日神又把我父的国归还给我了，这是要机会来了，我要他要造反了，他要重新取得王位了。
He said, today the house of Israel will restore the kingdom of my father to me.
那个大卫呢，也没有搞清楚。
And David did not understand the situation.
也没有查清楚。
He did not study the situation.
这样就相信了。
And he believed him.
哇，大概他也很生气啊！哇，我对你那么好，你那个米非波设吃我那么多饭，我那么照顾你，竟然不陪我，不来帮助我。
And David was might also be angry because Mephibosheth, he took care of him and he did not follow him.
所以大卫就很生气。
So David was angry.
跟洗巴说，好，他的都是你的。
And he said to Ziba, all that belongs to him belongs to your.
哇，你看这个米非波设是不是很惨？
So we see Mephibosheth is in a very...
他不是真的抛弃大卫。
He did not actually abandon David.
就是他的这个仆人说谎。
But his servant spoke a lie.
在王面前告状。
In front of the king, he complained.
所以呢，米非波设受到很大的损害。
So Mephibosheth, he was in great debt.
很大的损害,
he was hurt.
那我们今天想一想我们自己啊。
So today we think about ourselves.
如果我们遇到说谎的嘴唇，我们也会很容易受到损害。
If we face with lips lying lips, we will also be in debt.
如果你的同事在你后面跟老板插你一刀，讲你的坏话，说谎了啊，你可能会受到损害。
If our coworkers lie behind your back to the boss, you'll be hurt.
或是你很忠心的服侍你的客户，但是呢，他不高兴你某一个事情，他跟你老板投诉，说一些谎，让你被你老板责骂。
Or you're very faithful to your customers, but the customer complains to your boss.
或是有时候你很忠心做一些事情，就是被人家误会，被人家误传，来讲来讲这里很难听，把你的动机啊、扭曲啊，什么都讲的完全不一样。
Or maybe you're very faithful doing a certain task, but people complain against you and lied against you.
所以这种说谎的舌头啊，是很伤人的。
So a lying lip will hurt people very much.
但是我们信神的人，我们也不用怕。
But we believe in the Lord, we do not need to fear.
虽然米非波设当时候是受到一些损害。
Even though Mephibosheth was hurt,
但是他还是一个很忠心的人。
But he was still loyal.
他等待机会。
He waited for his chance.
他没有放弃自己。
Did not abandon.
他也没有放弃信仰。
Did not abandon his faith.
他也没有改变对大卫的忠诚。
And he did not change his faithfulness toward David.
我们看他后来怎么做。
So let's see what he did afterwards.
我们看撒母耳记下的19章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 19.
27节。
Verse 27.
从24节开始。
From verse 24.
19章的24节。
19:24.
请读。
24. Now Mephibosheth the son of Saul came down to meet the king, and he had not cared for his feet, nor trimmed his mustache, nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day he returned in peace. So it was when he had come to Jerusalem to meet the king that the king said to him, "Why did you not go with me, Mephibosheth?" And he answered, "My lord, O king, my servant deceived me. For your servant said, 'I will saddle a donkey for myself, that I may ride on it and go to the king, because your servant is lame.' And he has slandered your servant to my lord the king. But my lord the king is like the angel of God. Therefore do what is good in your eyes." 28. For all my father's house were but dead men before my lord the king. Yet you set your servant among those who eat at your own table. Therefore, what right have I still to cry out any more to the king? 29. So the king said to him, "Why do you speak any more of your matters? I have said you and Ziba divide the land." 30. Then Mephibosheth said to the king, "Rather let him take it all, inasmuch as my lord the king has come back in peace to his own house." Mephibosheth is a loyal and faithful person.
虽然他的仆人出卖他，说谎陷害他，
even though his servant has deceived him,
但是最重要他自己没有改变。
But the most important thing is he did not change.
自从大卫出去那一天，
from the day David departed,
虽然米非波设没有办法跟，因为他瘸腿。
Because even though Mephibosheth cannot follow him because he was lame.
但是呢，他没有刮胡子。
But he did not shave.
没有修脚。
He did not trim his.
没有洗衣服。
Nor wash his clothes.
因为他很想念大卫。
Because he longed for David.
所以你可以想象啊，他那天去见大卫的样子是怎么样的？是几年没洗脚啊，或者是没剪头发，没有修脚甲？那个时候指甲也很长。
You can imagine what he was like when he met David. How many years he did not wash his clothes?
所以他是代表他对大卫的忠诚。
This represents his loyal.
所以有些时候你没有办法马上有机会为自己变白什么。
So oftentimes we may not have the chance to explain ourselves.
但是有些时候过了很久之后，你会有一个机会。
But after sometime we'll have this chance.
但是他也讲了，无论怎么样，你对我怎么样已经不重要。但是我跟你讲，我的心是这样的。
And then in here he said, "Whatever you do to me, I don't care. But this is what I feel."
这是他的心是很忠诚的。
That his heart is very loyal.
所以大卫后来觉得说，可能也是太冲动了，这样把你全部财产充公哦，好了，分给你，你们两个均分了，起码还给他一半。
And David, at that time, must have felt very bad, so he divided this possession into two.
所以我们有时候生命当中很难控制会出现什么人。
So in our life, we may not control what kind of people we face.
甚至有一些时候，有一些人会用谎言来伤害我们。
And sometimes people will treat us with lying lips.
有一些公司里面啊，外面的社会上啊。
It may be in society, in our company.
有一些是故意的，有一些是无意的。
Sometimes they are.
On purpose.
They're on purpose.
Sometimes, 有些是无意的。
Sometimes they do it purposely.
但是我们要靠神。
But we have to rely on God.
我们要沉得住气。
We have to
calm down.
Calm down.
我们要求神救我们脱离说谎的罪。
And to ask God to allow us to depart from lying lips.
在适当的时候，以后再为我们辩白，为我们平反。
So that in when we have the chance, we may be able to explain ourselves.
但是当然说，如果这个谎言是出于敌人的，是会伤害到你。
But when this lying lip is coming from an enemy, it will hurt you.
但是如果这个谎言是出于你自己的嘴的话，那个更可怕。
And when this lying lip comes from yourself, it is even more fearful.
因为人都有一个说谎的特性。
Because men have the nature to lie.
在座有没有人从来没有说过谎呢？
Those who are sitting here, have anyone not lied before?
如果有人敢举手，
if there's anyone that can raise their hand,
那个人马上多说一个谎。
That person has already lied once.
因为从来没有人一个谎都没有说过。
Because nobody cannot lie.
我们大谎小谎每天都在说。
Small or big lies we speak every day.
只是傻的多还是少而已。
But it is just the amount that we say.
因为这个是罪的罪性，人有罪，所以人就喜欢说谎。
This is coming from the sinful nature of men because we have sin. We speak lies.
当我们信了主之后，靠着圣灵的带领、道理了，慢慢要减少说谎，慢慢越来越少，然后越来越诚实。
After coming to believe in Christ, we have to reduce our lies.
到最后我们要像主一样，不过一个没有谎言的人生。
And in the end, like Jesus, we will live a life without lies.
但是为什么人会说谎
？But why do men speak lies?
我们看约翰福音。
Let's read Book of John.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8.
四十四节。
Verse 44.
约翰福音八章四十四节。
John chapter 8 verse 44. 44, you are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He has a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it.
主耶稣这里告诉我们。
Jesus tells us here.
谁是第一个说谎的呢？
Who is the first one to speak a lie?
魔鬼，撒旦是第一个说谎。
It is Satan.
为什么他会说谎？
Why does he speak lies?
因为他心中没有真理。
Because he does not have truth in his heart.
他违背神。
He went against God.
所以他就说谎。
And that is why he speaks lies.
圣经里面第一个谎言是什么？是谁说的呢？
What is the first lie spoken in the Bible?
就是蛇说的。
It is spoken by the serpent.
蛇告诉夏娃。
Serpent told Eve.
你吃这个善恶果真的会死吗？神真的说不可以吃吗？
The serpent told Eve, "Oh, you truly die if you eat from this fruit."
吃的不一定会死的。
If you eat of it, you will not surely die.
这个就是谎言呢。
This is a lie.
神说一定会死。
God says, you will truly die.
蛇说, 不一定会死。
But the serpent said, you will not surely die.
这是魔鬼第一句话在圣经里面出现的, 透过蛇, 就是谎言。
And the first word from the Bible through the Satan is through the serpent.
那如果我们生活当中有很多谎言哦, 我们要特别小心。
If in our lives there is a lot of lies, we have to be careful.
为什么人会说谎?
Why do people speak lies?
有几个原因。
There are a few reasons.
第一个原因是为了保护自己。
The first is to protect ourselves.
出了问题了,
if there are any problems,
啊, 要找人承担责任了,
when we find people to bear the responsibility,
这个时候呢, 很多人就会说谎, 不关我的事, 我不知道。
Now, many people will speak lies to avoid this responsibility.
你真的不知道吗?
Do you truly not know what happened?
小朋友说, 不是我做的。
A child may say, I didn't do this.
真的不是你做的吗?
Is it truly that you did not do this?
为了保护自己,
it is in order to protect themselves. And to flee from responsibility.
很少人很诚实出了问题，第一个说是我，罚我。
There are not a lot of people who, when there's a problem, they will say, I did this.
通常都是没有在推了，已经没有在否认的时候，是了，是我了。
It is only when at the end they will
看小孩子的个性就出来了，会讲话开始就会说谎。
We see from child that they have the nature to lie.
大人也是一样。
So is with adults.
所以有时候我们要求神救我们脱离说谎的嘴。
So we ask God to allow us to deliver us from lying lips.
做错了，勇敢承认责任。
If we did something wrong, we
是我做错了。
We say that it is me that it is I that did it.
对不起，我以后改过。
I'm sorry. I will change.
这个就没有谎言了。
Then there are no lies.
再来，为什么有一些人会说谎？
Why do people lie?
因为是害人。
In order to hurt other people.
刚刚就是刚刚那个洗巴。
Previously, we mentioned Ziba.
他就是为了要陷害他的主人。
He wanted to hurt his master.
也为了得到一些利益。
And also to gain possession.
这些都是谎言。
These are lies.
所以我们要求神救我们脱离谎言。
So you have to ask God to deliver us from lies.
这里说啊, 凡说谎的也是认魔鬼做爸爸了。
Here it says, whoever speak lies, they have Satan is their father.
因为主耶稣说谎是出于自己，他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
Because devil is the father of lies.
那我们看回来诗篇120篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 120.
诗篇120篇。
Psalm 120.
第二节的下半句。
Verse 2.
这里说，也求神救我们脱离诡诈的舌头。
Verse 2, and deliver my soul from a deceitful tongue.
什么叫诡诈的舌头呢?
What is a deceitful tongue?
其实也是跟谎言有关。
It is also related to lying lips.
这是更明显的，就是为了就是害人。
But it is more obvious that it is to hurt other people.
但是呢, 它是诡诈的意思, 它动机是不纯的。
A deceitful tongue is that its motive is not pure.
跟谎言不太一样。
It is different from lying lips.
诡诈的舌头, 它可能讲出来是一件事实。
A deceitful tongue may speak truth.
但是它的动机是不好的。
But its motive is not good.
它动机是为了要害人的。
Its motive is to hurt people.
你讲真话不一定会帮到人。
Speaking truth may not always help other people.
我们来看一个例子。
Let's read an example.
我们来看这个撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上的21章。
Chapter 21.
21章的第7节
Verse
7
Now here David is fleeing from Saul.
他就逃到这个祭司拿伯的祭司亚比米勒那边。
And he came to Nob, to Ahimelech.
我们看21章的第1节
Let's read verse 1
请读。
Chapter 21 verse 1 Now David came to Nob, to Ahimelech the priest. And Ahimelech was afraid when he met David, and said to him, Why are you alone, and no one is with you?
这个时候大卫去到祭司那边。
So here David came to the priest.
那大卫他自己一个人来。
And David came alone.
那祭司就问他了，那为什么你一个人来呢？
So the priest asked him, Why did you come alone?
因为大卫是逃避扫罗的追杀。
Because David is fleeing from Saul.
所以大卫也没有告诉他全部的背后的环境，不想连累他。
And so David did not tell him the whole story to not burden him.
所以他就, 跟他说，你这里也没有什么可以吃的。
So we asked him, "Do you have anything here to eat?"
啊，那祭司说，这里也没有什么特别，只有几个橙色饼。
And the priest answered, "We do not have anything but some bread, some show bread."
那么大卫也问他，这里有没有什么武器啊？
And David asked him, "Do you have any weapons here?"
啊，那这有啊，有一个武器啊，就是你以前杀过这个哥利亚的刀啊。
And he said, "Yes, this sword that you killed Goliath with."
好，那么这祭司说，你要用就给你喽。
So the priest said, "If you want to use it, I'll give it to you."
好，那我祭司就帮了大卫。
So the priest helped David.
当然，祭司也不知道大卫在被追杀，大卫也不想连累他。
The priest did not know that David was being pursued by Saul, and David didn't want to burden him.
好，那大卫就走了。
So David left.
那结果呢？整个过程呢，有一个人看到。
And throughout this process, a person saw this.
啊，这第七节。
And verse 7.
当日有扫罗的一个臣子留在耶和华面前，他名叫多伊，是以东人，做扫罗的司牧长。
Verse 7, now a certain man of the servant of Saul was there that day, detained before the Lord, and his name was Doeg, an Edomite, the chief of the herdsmen who belonged to Saul.
啊，这个人呢，以东人，不是他不是以色列人，是以东人。
This person was an Edomite, not an Israelite.
这是扫罗用他来做牧羊人的这个头头，管理羊王的羊。
And Saul used him to take care of the sheep.
哇，他看到大卫来到祭司面前得到帮助。
So he saw David coming before the priest to have to gain some help.
吃了饼，拿了刀，他走了。
To eat the bread, take the weapon, and go.
那这个人呢，心机很重。
This person,
他不是那么正直的人。
He is not an upright man.
他知道我现在手上掌握的是一条对我非常有利的一条消息。
He knew that what he has in hand is very an information that will be very important.
现在王要追杀大卫。
The king is pursuing after David.
好，王想要知道大卫去了哪，做了什么。
The king wants to know what David went, where David went, what he did.
如果我把这个消息告诉王的话，肯定他会提拔我。
If I told the king this information, he will definitely help me.
所以他后来呢，就去报告扫罗这件事情。
So he went to King Saul to report this.
后来呢，扫罗就去祭司那边。
And Saul went to the priest.
祭司说：“我们不知道你追杀大卫啊，我们不晓得什么事情啊。”
And the priest said, "I didn't know that you were pursuing after David."
啊，扫罗也不管了。那个时候他已经非常的疯狂。
And Saul did not care. He was already very crazy.
就吩咐将所有的祭司都是给杀掉。
And he gave a commandment to kill all the priests.
但是没有人敢下手啊，那些士兵啊，还是敬畏神啊，没有人敢下手杀祭司啊。
But all the people in the army were afraid of God, so they did not kill them.
但是多伊说，你们不敢杀，我来杀。
And so Doeg said, "If you are afraid of killing, I will kill them."
所以啊，多伊在那一天呢，就杀了85个祭司。
So Doeg at that day killed 85 priests.
啊，你看多伊有没有说谎？他没有说谎，他讲是事实。
So Doeg did not lie here; he was speaking the truth.
他把什么东西都告诉扫罗。
He told the truth to Saul.
但是他是有好心的吗？
But was his heart pure?
他不是有好心的。
No.
他是为了要去害人。
It was to harm David.
所以这个就是叫诡诈。
So this is called deceit.
所以社会上面，环境里面，有时候也会碰到诡诈的舌头。
So in society, we will meet up with deceitful tongue.
所以我们要求神保护我们。
We will ask. We have to ask God to help us.
就我们脱离说谎的嘴，还有诡诈的舌头。
From lying lips and deceitful tongue.
所以有时候急难呢，不单只是遇到什么交通意外啊，飞机空难啊，或是什么事故。
In distressful times, we may not be met up with some kind of accident.
人的嘴巴是最可怕的。
The tongue of man is the most.
中文有一句话，人言可畏，就是这个意思。
There's a saying in Chinese that goes. The word of man is something to be afraid of.
所以我们要求神救我们脱离说谎的舌头，还有诡诈的舌头。
So we ask God, to deliver us from lying lips and deceitful tongue.
但是这里还有补充一句。
But here, the psalmist had added something else.
这个世界上有那么多说谎的舌头，还有诡诈的舌头，要怎么对付他呢？
If there are so many deceitful tongue in this world, how do we
甚至有时候我们自己也是说谎的嘴唇，诡诈的舌头。
How do we deal with it? And sometimes we ourselves have lying lips.
我们看回来诗篇一百二十篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 120.
第三节。
Verse 3.
诗篇一百二十篇第三节。
Psalm 120, verse 3.
诡诈的舌头要给你什么呢？要拿什么加给你呢？
What shall be given to you, or what shall be done to you, you false tongue?
第四节
Verse 4.
这是勇士的利剑和罗藤木的炭火。
Sharp arrows of the warrior with coals of the broom tree.
啊，这里说要给说谎的诡诈的舌头什么东西好呢？
Here, what shall we give to a lying tongue?
给他两样东西。
Two things.
对付这些舌头。
To defeat these tongues.
包括我们自己的舌头。
Including our own tongue.
包括别人的舌头。
Including others' tongue.
给他什么？
What shall we give them?
第一，勇士的利剑。
First, sharp arrows of the warrior.
谁是勇士？
Who is the warrior?
勇士的利剑可以代表什么？
What does the sharp arrow of warrior represent?
我们看诗篇四十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 45.
诗篇四十五篇第五节。
Psalm 45, verse 5.
诗篇四十五篇第五节。
Psalm 45, verse 5.
你的剑锋快，射中王底之心，万民扑倒在你以下。
Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The people fall under you.
这里形容神的剑非常的锋利，非常的快。
He describes the arrow of God is sharp and fast.
可以直接射到王底的心。
It can directly penetrate into the heart of the king.
他们都扑倒了。
And they fall down.
这个王就是神。
This king is God.
他的剑就好像真理。
This arrow is the truth.
有真理的地方就谎言就站立不住。
Wherever there is truth, lies cannot stand.
谎言可以暂时骗人，但是没有办法永远骗人。
Lies can temporarily gain people's trust.
只要你是有真理。
But if you have truth,
只要你站在真理的。
As long as you stand in truth.
只要你实行真理。
As long as you conduct everything in truth.
别人怎么害你，这个没办法的，不持久的。
However, other people may harm you, it will not be.
无论你是公司里面、学校里面、社会里面都一样。
Everything is temporary, whether in society or in your company.
你看约瑟的一生。
If we see the life of Joseph,
多少人想要害他？
We see many people want to harm him.
哥哥们想要卖他。
His brothers want to sell him.
祖母要引诱他。
The master's wife want to seduce him.
被卖做奴隶。
And he was sold as a slave.
被人家陷害。
He was harmed many times.
被人家忘记。
He was forgotten by people.
但是约瑟一生有真理。
But because in Joseph's life there is truth,
好像有神的剑在他的手上。
The arrow of God is in his hand.
所有的谎言在他身边没有办法站立得住。
So all the lies around him cannot stand.
到最后神让他出头。
And in the end, God allowed him to stand.
所以这是很重要。
So this is very important.
所以我们要靠着神的锋利的剑。
So we have to rely on the arrow of God.
我们自己也已经养成一个说谎的习惯。
If we already have the habit of speaking lies,
求神的真理进到我们的内心。
We have to allow the Spirit of God to enter into us.
来射，来对付我们的罪。
To be able to conquer the sin.
让那些罪性扑倒了，跌倒了，没有了。
To allow the sin to fall down.
每次让你说谎的时候感觉到很难过，那就不要再说谎了。
So that every time we are about to speak lies, we may feel something's wrong.
说谎说习惯了会越来越厉害。
If we speak lies habitually, it will become.
不太会说谎的人哦，说谎的时候都眼睛一直眨的，都手都发抖，然后都很害怕，会冒汗。
People that do not speak lies, often will feel very uncomfortable.
很会说谎的人哦，眼睛都不眨一下，都看不出来。
But people that speak lies often, are very good at it.
对不对？所以这个罪性在里面太厉害了。
So the sinful nature is within us.
所以我们要求力锋利的剑射中王底的心。
So we have to ask God to allow this arrow to penetrate the heart of the king.
还有要给这个说谎的舌头、诡诈的舌头什么呢？
What else do we give this lying tongue?
诗篇一百二十篇第四节说，要给他罗藤木的炭火。
Verse 4 says to give him coals of the broom tree.
什么叫罗藤木的炭火？
What are the coals of the broom tree?
以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
第六节，第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
以赛亚书第六章第五节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 5.
那时我说祸在我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
So I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
诡诈的舌头啊，包括不洁净的舌头。
Lying tongue include unclean lips.
整天骂人。
People that
说人的坏话。
speak lies to people.
说人的闲话。Gossip.
Gossip.
说伤害人的话。
Words that harm people.
这些都是诡诈的舌头。
These are unclean lips.
整个社会在异象里面，以赛亚看到都是不洁净的舌头。
In this vision, every tongue that Isaiah sees is unclean.
包括他自己。
Including his own.
但是神要用他。
But God wants to use him.
他的舌头不干净。
His lip is unclean.
怎么办？
What shall he do?
不干净的舌头不能被神用啊。
An unclean lip cannot be used by God.
整天传福音跟人家讲神，结果自己讲话不洁净。
Every day you're preaching, and if your words are not truth,
神就不用。
Then God cannot use you.
这个时候，天使，我们看第六节。
And let's read verse 6.
有一个撒拉佛飞到我的眼前，手里拿着红炭，就是从火茧从坛上取出来的。
Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal which he had taken from the tongues from the altar.
长炭沾在我的口，说：“看啊，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。”
And said, "Behold, this has touched your lips; your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged."
这个炭是从坛上取下来的。
This live coal was taken from the tongues from the altar.
坛上就是献祭的地方。
The altar is a place of sacrifice.
主耶稣的十字架就是最大的。最美的祭坛。
The crucifixion of Jesus is the biggest sacrifice.
这个炭很热。
This altar is very hot.
塞到他嘴巴里面一定是烫得很厉害。
This coal was to touch his mouth, it is very hot.
但是因为他很热烧着，所以烧干净他的不洁净。
Because it is very hot, it is able to purify everything that is unclean.
今天主的十字架。
Today, God'sCross,
主耶稣的十字架
the cross of Jesus,
主耶稣的保险
the precious blood of Jesus,
要感动我们，让我们的心里火热
will move us to allow us heart to be zealous.
主耶稣的圣灵要洁净我们
and His Spirit will clean us,
要我们改过
to change us.
所以要给他罗藤木的炭火
So that is why we have to give Him the call of the broom.
当我们发觉我们的舌头被洁净了
when our tongue becomes clean,
我们没有谎言
when we do not speak lies,
没有诡诈
when there are no deceit,
我们的人生会不一样
our life will be different,
我们的家庭会不一样
our family will be different,
我们的教会会不一样
and our church will be different,
因为这是上行之事的第一步
because this is the first step in the song of ascent,
对付自己的舌头
to defeat our tongue.
唱诗47首
Let's sing hymn 47.